Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, July 29th. 2014, number 90. Since being in the YNTS studio, 10 away from 100, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to us on the replay throughout the weekend, thank you very much. W4ZY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeart Radio. More info, listen to the show, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTreeGo. Email spelled right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. End of the month coming up. Great to be here. Great to be live. Thanks for joining me another Tuesday night. And last time I heard, when the clock strikes 8, well, about 8:04 p.m. Eastern time and 5:04 p.m. Pacific time, my new talk show is on the air and everything around me goes very silent. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, Moon Summer, voiceover personality, my father spectating as always, Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. It is the end of the month, and if you have been a long-time listener, you know what the end of the month consists of. Truly weird stories, box office numbers, main headlines, and we're going to introduce smaller headlines in the second hour, and of course, open phone calls. It's all up to you. You're the phone caller. Call on in, anything you like. That's that. The second hour. Before I get into truly weird stories, and usually the crew joins me, and at this moment, Howard Forrest, we're not sure if he's available to come on tonight to share his stories, but we do have some stories that I will be sharing with you. Some are funny, and some are just truly weird. If you remember last week, and I want to go last week first, we spoke about Facebook, and I told you, should I quit Facebook for 99 days? Should I go into my phone, make one last status, sign out, and that's it, the end, it's over? Should I leave Facebook? Hasta la vista, hasta luego. Goodbye, catch you later. Don't let Facebook kick your butt on the way out. Should I do it? And I'll answer that question during the second hour. At the end of the month in June, if we go a little bit back in time, what I did was suggest we should bring on the dashnumbers.com, a representative, because we always get our box office information from them. I contacted them twice, and I never got a response. I never got one. It's kind of a disconnection between us. We just couldn't get with each other. And I also said at the end of the month that we should bring on intern Mike, who was a big fan of the program. He interns for Transformation Talk Radio, a radio station we air on. And we've been speaking with Mike throughout the month, and he'll be joining us in about 2 weeks to speak about his internship and any questions he might have. Hopefully we can give him some advice. So it would be good to go back into a mind of an intern, because I haven't interned in 2 years, and to be now working and to be doing this program. I would like to see in the eyes of an intern, how do they feel? How has an intern changed since I've been doing it? So it's going to be great to speak with him in about 2 weeks and to really make up the dash numbers not coming on and not being able to have a representative. We have scheduled with our friend May Abudalki, if you remember her. She spoke with the movie Jobs last August with us. She's a movie critic at The Examiner, TheExaminer.com. She'll be joining us in 2 weeks to speak about the best and the worst movies so far this summer. And I have to say, there's been a lot of great movies. And she'll be joining us. She loves coming on the program. And it's going to be great to speak with May again. Really excited. It's going to be a good August. I already see a lot of guests coming on in August, and we're counting down to our 2-year anniversary, but not as big as our 100th show on October 7th. So it's just going to get exciting. But while all this excitement and all this work is going on, we always like to just take a breather. And that's why we do our end of the month program. So just take a breather. You know, instead of speaking to a guest and going into depth and reporting and complaining and commenting and all that may be, it feels good to sit back and have an end of the month program. And I'm happy about it. I'm happy that we're back to do it again. And when we do a end of the month, we have our truly weird stories. And every month they get crazier and crazier. Now, if you're just joining us, if you're wondering what the heck is this end of the month, well, end of the month is a time where we kind of break up into four pieces and we have fun with it. And we start with truly weird stories. Now, truly weird stories always amazes me, because how a professional reporter could wake up one morning and see something so crazy yet so true and go to their managing editor and say, hey, I want to report on this. And they end up nodding their head saying, yeah, why not? Let's do it. Okay. Well, we like reporting on some of these stories. They're a lot of fun to read. And we hope we can get some giggles and we can get some laughs out of it. And we do have our first story, and this is actually a very funny story. It gave me a few giggles before, and I think many of you might like it also. I'm just going to get it up right here. I think I have it. Here it is. It was reported by CNBC, and when you first see these stories, you just seem to be amazed. You have to try to check it if it's real or not, because in today's world, what's real and what's not real, right? So, McDonald's, fast food joint. You all know McDonald's, right? You all like McDonald's. We all eat there. Some of us don't like eating there. Understandable. McDonald's in Hong Kong has decided that they are going to hold weddings. I'm not kidding. More and more young couples in Hong Kong are turning to McDonald's fast food restaurants to fit their wedding budgets, with prices starting at $350 per wedding. The place is pretty much a steal, and the deal includes the venue, decorations, audio equipment, food, gifts, and invitations. All that for $350. If you're a young couple, don't have that much money, don't have a job fully lined up yet, but you want to have the wedding of your dreams, and you want everything to be there for you, you can surprisingly go to McDonald's. And believe it or not, there is more that I need to say. The demand for McDonald's weddings is growing in Hong Kong. The wedding party program that was started in 3 locations in 2011 has now been extended to 15 branches, and believe it or not, it's not just about the money. There's a sentimental value associated with getting hitched at McDonald's. Now, a spokesperson for McDonald's quote saying, "We started the program because many customers tell us that McDonald's is where they first started dating. McDonald's is where their love stories grow. The connection is exactly why they want to hold their wedding parties and even anniversary parties at McDonald's, to relive sweet beginnings and bring their romantic story full circle. What amazes me is here in the United States, we're getting up and we're shouting and we're yelling. If you're for, if you're against raising minimum wage in fast food places and unionizing fast food places and speaking about the politics of McDonald's and how they play their role in government. And in Hong Kong, China, they're having weddings. And they are just respecting McDonald's as a fast food joint and what they could do. You can't force anyone. You can't tell someone, a young couple, hey, I don't want you to go to McDonald's. I don't like it. You could say, why not? Go to McDonald's. It's a beautiful place. It just amazes me how in different countries we can look at something in such a different way. While here in the United States we're fighting over minimum wage and we're fighting over McDonald's role, while Hong Kong, they're taking advantage of McDonald's. Hey, the price is good. We started meeting here. I love this girl. I love this guy. I want to get married under the golden M crown. And why not? Supersize it? Why not? Do you take this lovely man to be your lovely wedded wife? Supersize me. Do you take this young gentleman? See, I'm not a priest. I don't want him even trying. Well, I'm not a pastor or a rabbi who can come up and say a wedding. But I would love to know, is Ronald McDonald doing the weddings? And if that is, does Ronald McDonald speak or does he do a lot of hand gestures? Because as the years went on, Ronald McDonald really got shy. First he was dancing and singing rock and roll McDonald. And then as the years went on, he just started to smile, do a little gotcha nose, come get my happy meal. The way Ronald dramatically changed. But apparently Ronald now is accepting weddings. Hey, if it's going to give McDonald's more money, and people in Hong Kong is accepting that McDonald's can be a place to celebrate your relationship with your family, with your closest friends, why not? Some of you who are listening to the show are cracking up going, Andrew, you got to be kidding me. I will never have my wedding with McDonald's burgers and fries, let alone eat their food. But others might say, hey, why not? We do see some crazy weddings, right? We see weddings in malls, we see weddings on beaches, we see weddings all over the place. We see weddings on a public street during a blizzard in the sitcom Friends. Weddings are crazy. So even though it is a truly weird story, I mean, it's truly weird that a place once for just eating and for criticizing, it's now a place where you get to celebrate your love with each other and your closest family and friends. So that's one truly weird story for you. I have another truly weird story, and this story actually hit viral. And I actually saw it about a week ago, and I said, well, I'm going to have to report it here on the Orange News Talk show. So here we go. A young man was starting to feel stomach aches. And what did he do? He went to the hospital. He said, I'm feeling these stomach aches. I don't know what's wrong. Doctors were stunned to discover a Chinese patient with female reproductive organs. And am I allowed to say this word on the air? I don't even know if I think I'm allowed to say it. You know what? And a private part. Okay, I don't want, because again, someone might be watching. Okay, so, and a private part. So let's go more into this story. And this story, by the way, is being reported on mirror.co.uk, and it's got over 1,900 shares so far. So it's really gotten a lot of media attention. And it looks like my new story, I kind of froze on me, so I can't even read the story to you. But to give you the whole gist, this young patient, oh, wow, Okay. This young patient went to a hospital and was wondering what was going on, not realizing that this young man actually had female reproductive organs and was actually having his period. A man was having a period because of the body parts in their body. And then, of course, you know, he also has a private part. He's a man. He's a man with a private part, but also has reproductive organs that causes him to have a period each month, the menstrual cycle that many women have. And doctors were truly amazed by the fact that he was able to have it. Okay, here we go. We got the story. Now, he's a married 44-year-old. I just had it again. What is with my notes today? Okay. He was a married 44-year-old, and I just lost it again. I'd love to get into more detail on this story. Let's see if I can get it here. Really quickly. Okay. Well, you got the gist. That's a truly rich story about it all. Young man goes in, has pains. Well, you're a woman, yet you're also a man. I guess he was born in a way where no one could expect him to be. And that's the truly rich stories we have so far. So right now we already got a young man who really is a woman, and you might be getting married in McDonald's in the near future. If you have any truly rich stories you want to share, truly rich story you read, give us a call, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. And we also want you to tweet me at AndrewTGO and Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Also get into one more truly weird story before we go into our box office numbers. Don't flip behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. College alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember. Until the end.
Mario Scipione. He is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Discover and save your favorite radio stations by registering on Radionomy.com. On Radionomy.com, you can completely customize your experience. Not only that, but with your free membership, you will automatically take part in our monthly drawing to win ridiculously cool prizes. Don't sit on your hands. Join Radionomy.com and enjoy the benefits.
Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
Is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
The road to 100 has begun.
Lines are open. It's up to you now. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Andrew Lee Restores, you read this month. I want to share it on the air. I'm all ears. I'll put my legs up. I'm all ears. So if you're just joining us, we are speaking about some truly weird stories. I already mentioned a story how a trend in Hong Kong, China, how having your wedding is just as cheap and as much fun in a McDonald's, and a young man going to a hospital, feeling pains, realizing he was having his period because he has reproductive a reproductive system in his own body. So we already went through two truly weird story so far. We are taking your calls if you like. All right, so what else we got here? All right, we got this one. An epic Lego shipwreck has been washing thousands of Legos onto beaches. And by the way, I just got the Lego store in my mall here in Staten Island, New York. I haven't gone in there yet. I passed by it today. Yes, I was doing a brother birthday brigade. That's exactly what it was. I was jumping around the whole mall today trying to get this item that doesn't really exist anymore because of the, you know, Bluetooth and all that stuff now, this new technology. Going to every store, and it's great when the people who work at these stores, they look at you and they try their best. Like, I know what you want, but we might not have it. And I'm like, hey, the effort's great. And believe me, like I think I could put all the representatives who helped me into one big chart if I really wanted to. But I did pass by the Lego store, and I took a peek in there. I didn't go in, but I do have to go in because I know if I go in there, they'll end up, how may I help you. Of course, we have to ask thousands of questions. And before you know it, I'll be having a live interview right there in the Lego store. That would be an awesome show, right? Imagine that, doing a live radio program from the Lego store. Imagine that. Hey, it's indoors. You have all the people sitting around you, have a Lego representative on. We could bring small business owners and speak about innovation. That sounds like a great show. It's great how at the end of the month we always start grabbing these ideas. Like, all right, you know what? I'm going to choose that idea. That sounds good. Hey, I'll try to make it happen. Doesn't hurt. Hi, I do a radio show. Can I air it here? Love to see their reaction. Well, back to the story. BBC, the British Broadcasting, they reported on a pretty rad story. And this is taking place out of the United Kingdom. Way back in 1997. So we're going all the way back here. Okay? We're going about, over 15 years. A shipping container carrying 4.8 million Lego pieces fell into the sea roughly 20 miles from Land's End. 17 years later, the tide is still washing loads of Legos onto beaches around Cornwall. There has also been discoveries of Lego in Devon, Ireland, and Wales. And it still goes on. The container ship carrying the Lego, the Tokyo Express, was hit by a wave described by its captain as a 1-in-100-year phenomenon, tilting the ship 60 degrees one way to 40 degrees back. Now, for years, children and adults have been combing the Cornwall coast in search of the little plastic bricks. Local Tracy Williams has even created a Facebook page that chronicles her findings. It's super cutely called Lego Lost at Sea. Imagine this. A whole container. And it's great because I used to have a container like that. I don't know if I still have it. If I do, it's in my closet. It was like these two containers. And there were hundreds of Lego pieces. We used to have like a blue container, and then we used to have a yellow container. The blue was for my brother, and the yellow was for me. I ended up getting the yellow and the orange colors, and I still use those colors today, believe it or not. Even though everything around me is tend to be white and black, like everything else. But I remember having a container like that. It was more of a huge tube, and there was hundreds and hundreds of Lego pieces. Imagine all those pieces sailing out into sea. And believe it or not, people are searching for them. Now, I really can't imagine all 4.8 million Lego pieces are going to be found, but it has to be a really fun adventure, especially linking it now with Facebook. I definitely want... Let's look into that page. The Facebook page is called... Here we go. Let's see how many likes this like page has, because that's really an interesting concept, how you're taking... A truly weird story, like, wait a minute, 4.8 million Legos lost at sea, and making it really exciting. Lego lost at sea. Let's see if we can find it. You know what, during the commercial break, we'll definitely get our search engine lights on, and we'll try to find this like page and see the progress she's made. I think that's a great story. I think it's really interesting. Lego Lost at Sea. But now, the best part about this story is its actual detail. You guys know that there's always a problem when we have a truly weird story. But this story really, really is hands-on. It gives you all the information you need. It tells you the year, it tells you how many Legos, it tells you how it happened, and it even tells you, believe it or not, what was included in this Lego set. Now, according to Benchcombers Alert, 1997, it tells you, the millions of pieces, which pieces were in there and how many. And we have the whole list right here in the studio for you. We have the first Spear guns, red and yellow, 13,000 items. Black octopus, 4,200. Yellow light preserver, 26,600. Diver flippers in pairs. Black, blue, red, 418,000. Dragons, black and green, 33,941. Brown ship rigging net, 26,400. Daisy flowers in fours, white, red, yellow, 353,264. Scuba and breathing apparatus, gray, 97,500. Total, 4,756,940 Lego pieces lost overboard in a single container. Estimated 3,178,807 may be light enough to have floated. Here's William's Lego ID card for the pieces she's found thus far. And this is a picture from the Facebook page, Lego Lost at Sea. And these are some of the pieces she found. She made a little diagram of it. Imagine that. Lego Lost at Sea. Got to ever pay for that Lego set. Really got their money's worth. It's sharing it with the world. 855-712-YNTS is the phone number if you want to call and speak about it. I would love to know if the Lego store knows anything about this. Maybe they do. I mean, that's who you would go to first. Hi, I'm searching for Legos in the sea. Can they float or not float? I never put Legos in water. So I if someone asks me offhand, can Legos float? That would be a good trivia question. Put that as an extra credit in a at the end of a spelling test. Put that in the end. That would be a good story. Simple enough. So, what do you think? Legos float? Or do they not float? That is a question. You can also tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo, and you can Facebook me, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Waiting for your phone calls. I want you to jump in the conversation. I know some of you out there might have some truly weird stories you'd like to share, and we're here, and our ears are open. We're ready to answer them for you. The Lego Movie. Lego Movie, they never really... Well, they did show. They did show Legos floating. If you remember when, you know, the whole intrusion of the world they were in, that was very happy. They ended up landing in the ocean. Yeah, they made a boat. But then they end up creating a double-decker couch that did float. And the purpose of the double-decker couch, it was never intentionally meant to float in water. It was just, wow, the concept was so stupid. Yet it ended up saving our lives. So there you go. Legos float. It's simple enough. So in a few moments, we're going to be speaking about our box office numbers here to end of the month, and it should be a good one. We're going to be speaking about two new movies that came out over the weekend, Lucy and Hercules, and we're going to speak about the best and the bust of this month of movies, including Tammy, Sex Tape, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and many more. So we're going to get through all those different movies. And, of course, we want you to join the conversation if you want to. And then the next hour, we're getting some main headlines. And we're getting some little headlines that's taking over the Internet and taking over the world. So we're going to get into all those stories for you. And we hope you can join us and you'll be able to have a conversation with me if you like. We really appreciate it. Lego story. Okay, well, that's the end of Truly Weird Stories we have here. We went through our McDonald's wedding story when we went to the young man who realized he was just more than a man, and how there is one of the greatest treasure hunts I've ever witnessed, and that's Legos now being able to float and go off ship. But I really would love to find that container. It's got to be around here somewhere. Somewhere in the closet. Or maybe I threw it out. I have no idea. But I remember those tubes. It was a yellow one and it was a blue one. It was just tons and tons of Legos. I never created anything that I feel I could put on a dresser. Like, look, I created a plane. Or I created a land where pirates could fight for their rights. It never happened. I ended up creating a bunch of stairs and I had those larger Legos and, you know, learned the squares and the rectangles. But I never built anything. Like, look, I just built a New York skyscraper. It never happened. If I was able to focus, sit down, create the time and focus on a project, I think I would be pretty good at it. I think I would be okay. Here I go, have the directions in my hand. I'm going to read and I'm going to conquer this particular set of Legos. If I go to the Lego store, you probably find some really nice projects, but I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time. You get the radio show and you're working. Come on. What am I going to do? And where do I have the room to build a Lego world? It'd be too much work, too much time. I mean, yes, it's great for the mind, and it'd be too much work. So I probably will never have time. If my kids, I would love to do a, you know, father-son project. I wouldn't mind doing that in several years. Maybe I'll have a little bit more time, and of course I would want to spend a lot more time, and it'd be a great bonding. I did that with my dad. It'd be great to do it with my son or daughter to create that Lego world from our imagination. I think it's a great idea. And I hope many parents and many of the many sons and daughters are doing the same.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi,
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on, Jess!
Sitting here during the break, and I'm reading about Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the next best thing coming out into theaters and on d-numbers.com, and I'm reading how it might need some good news this weekend. It is hitting its opening weekend, and I think it's going to rock. Guardians of the Galaxy supposedly has some type of connection with the Avengers. And it's a movie created by Marvel. And it's a movie that no one's ever seen before. So I do not see any reason why Guardians of the Galaxy would not do good this weekend, for their opening weekend. That starts 10 o'clock on Thursday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, that is. But Guardians of the Galaxy opens on IMAX this weekend, and hopefully it will be a hit. Because the format could use some good news. The second quarter numbers were released last week, and there are some troubling signs. For instance, global ticket sales for DMR title generates $216 million during the second quarter of 2014. So I believe that Guardians of the Galaxy will help IMAX, and I think it's going to definitely hopefully be a hit. It will. I think it might be one of the biggest hits this summer. But I might be wrong. You never know. This past opening weekend, we saw two movies that came out. We saw Lucy, and we saw Hercules. Now, Lucy came out July 25th, rated R. It's an action movie, science fiction, that is. It's about a woman accidentally caught in a dark deal turns the tables on her captors and transforms into a merciless warrior evolved beyond human logic. In other words, it's a woman who she has powers that no human man or woman can control. And she uses her powers and to do things that she might not be able to control. This one did very good. It hit 48 million, only domestically, didn't air internationally, only here in the United States. 48 million in domestic numbers. And again, that's a good number, especially for a movie that many people have really spoken about. It's not like, oh, here's the Ninja Turtle. Everyone knows who the Ninja Turtles are. That might be good, that might be bad. Lucy did very good. 48 million is a great number. And we saw that it started off 15 million on its opening day, and it rose all the way up to, you know, it's hit up 48 million to end off the weekend. And we'll probably see it average out about 80 million. That's what I would think. Maybe they'll hit the 100 million mark. We'll see. We do have some crew members in this movie. They might like Scarlett Johansson. She played Lucy. Morgan Freeman played Professor Norman. And we saw other actresses as Choi Min-sik, Amir Wake, Julian Rin Tut, and Palu Asbiek. So we saw many different cast members in the movie Lucy, but Scarlett Johansson and Morgan Freeman were those two that everyone knew. And many people do enjoy Scarlett Johansson and her acting, and hey, wanted to go see it, and that's what they did, and they did very good of it. Lucy. Another movie that came out this past weekend, it was Hercules. And guess who was in Hercules? My man, Dwayne Johnson. He was there. He was in it. My friend wanted me to see Hercules with him, and I didn't want to. It's the type of stories that would bore me out. I like comedies. I like comedies because you're always looking for the next laugh. I like suspense because you're sitting there and you're using your mind and you're trying to figure out the story. I watched The Purge. It was the movie about a young family who, in 2022, they have to experience one day of the year where killing and crime, breaking the law, is allowed. And this is the government initiating this day. It brings low unemployment, and it creates and boosts the economy. A suspenseful story. One day that goes wrong for one family that thought they were protected. What's going to happen? It wasn't a jumping, it wasn't a frightening movie, it wasn't any blood. It was a suspenseful movie, and then they made their sequel that we'll get, that we'll look into in a few moments. The Purge Anarchy, that I have not seen. So those are the type of movies I like. Hercules, it would just bore me out. Even though Dwayne Johnson, who former WWE wrestler The Rock, was in it. Dwayne Johnson, I really don't have much care for the young man, but I do respect what he's done for the industry and what he's done for many people. And Dwayne Johnson is just on a roll. It's amazing how Dwayne Johnson is someone that really struggled in the beginning of his life and has made up for it, and someone who left the world wrestling entertainment industry, an industry of storylines and moves that are to some call it fake. He enters Hollywood. Many actors and actresses probably looked at him and said, I don't think you're welcome here. I don't think you're good enough. Well, he just keeps hitting the 30 million mark. Every movie he's in, if it's Fast and Furious, if it's G.I. Joe, if it's Pain and Gain, he just hits the 30 million mark and all the way up. And for Hercules, he hit 33 million over the weekend, and that's a great number for Dwayne. It's a great number for him. International box office, 28 million. Not bad either. Altogether, 61 million. Hercules, if you want to know, it's a both man and myth. Hercules leads a band of mercenaries to help end a bloody civil war in the land of Thrice and return the rightful king to his throne. Tormented soul from birth, Hercules has the strength of a god, but feels the suffering of a human, the conflict in a human mind. And again, the only problem about this is it costs over $100 million to make. That's a really expensive movie. And right now, they're already at $68 million. So it looks like The Rock needs to get a check here. And the studio needs to get a check here also. So someone needs a check. And by the end of the month, after about 45 days in theater, we'll see if Hercules can stay afloat. And The Rock can maybe get a paycheck out of it. Now, Lucy, it costs Lucy only... Oh boy, where is it here? We don't even got the budget. Yeah, we don't have the budget. So it looks like we don't even have the. So we don't know how much Lucy took to make, but we do know Hercules over $100 million. That is a lot of money, and we hope to see Hercules and Dwayne Johnson. Clearly, he's gonna get money either way. You know, he's already getting a paycheck. He's got the contract. He's got the action figures and. And he'll make an appearance here and there. I think Dwayne's fine. And hitting over $30 million is definitely a good start. And worldwide, $68 million is a good start. Let's look at some of the best movies we've seen so far this summer. According to the numbers, of course. Not about the content that we'll speak about in 2 weeks with May Abudaki, movie critic at The Examiner. We can look and see how movies have done so far based on the numbers. And that's what we really base it on every time we speak about box office numbers to end off the month. So let's look at some of the best movies and some of the worst. And one of the best movies we've seen so far is Planet of the Apes. That's the movie that everyone is watching. It's been out for 17 days, and it's hit $172 million. So Planet of the Apes... Again, a movie I didn't see, and I have no interest of seeing, but, hey, good movie. You want to see it, go see Planet of the Apes. The Purge Anarchy, the movie I want to see, that hit about $51 million in 10 days. That's not too bad for a sequel. And for many who saw it, told me it was actually better than the second one, and they really go more into the content. So I would like to stop by and see The Purge Anarchy if I do have time. Another movie that came out that did very good in theater so far, right now could be one of the leaders this summer, is Transformers Age of Extinction with Mark Wahlberg, made by Paramount Pictures, over $236 million. And another movie that's doing very well, Maleficent, hitting $232 million. Not even in theaters anymore, and very few theaters left. But that has been one of the leaders this summer. Then we also see a lot of other movies. 22 Jump Street, How to Train Your Dragon 2, both averaging around $180 million. And we do see another movie that did very well also, The Fault in Our Stars, over $122 million in the box office. Really, those are the best movies so far this summer, according to the numbers, according to what the consumer wanted to go and see. The movie that has not done very good, we've seen Sex Tape, only hitting $26 million, and that's going into their second weekend. We see Planes, Fire, and Rescue, only $35 million, and that's a kind of a shocker. $35 million. That was made by Walt Disney. So that was kind of a whopper for them. Only $35 million in their second weekend, and that's made by Disney. And we do see, and So It Goes, only hitting $4 million. So that was a complete womp. And then we saw another movie, and then of course Jersey Boys. Only hitting $45 million. I told you how they really struggled last month coming in, and now, you know, they're going to, you know, into the summertime, and they just, They just didn't do so good, even though everyone who saw it said it was a great movie, but they just didn't get enough people. You know what's so funny? I actually missed X-Men, one of the best movies so far this summer, according to the numbers, $231 million. So, how you look at it, if you're hitting over $35 million coming into your first weekend, you're off to a good start. And if you're walking out hitting over $100 million, that means you made some profit and you can make a sequel and you're able to make another movie, that is. Those are the best and those are the worst movies we have seen, according to the numbers. And, of course, both movies coming out over the weekend doing very well, Lucy and Hercules. And they didn't have much competition. They did not have much competition, and that definitely helped them out. When I come back, main headlines. What am I going to talk about? Border crisis. What else? Don't leave it behind.
Yo, Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. College alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of it.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.